Like a fire pack, it bathes Mishnah Yud. Kisui Mecha, Shuhum Achoba Lishal Shal. The cover of a kettle that's attached to the kettle with a chain. Bishami Armim Chiba Lutuma. Veino Chiba Lahazoy. Bishami said that the cover is considered an attachment to the kettle only the Chumah, but not the Kula. So therefore, it's an attachment, Lutuma, but not for Hazoy. If either the cover or the kettle would become Tame, they both would be Tame, because that is a Chumah. But if the kettle had become Tame Lame, you'd have to sprinkle on the cover and the kettle separately for them to be tar, since if we consider an attachment for Hazayah, it would be a kula. As far as Hazayah is concerned, we don't consider it an attachment, as it's only attached from the Chumrah, according to Bishama. And so, Oimrim, Hiza HaMecham, Hiza HaKisui. Hiza HaKisui, no Hiza HaMecham. They so hope that even though the cover is not a permanent attachment to the kettle, if you would sprinkle on the kettle, then the cover would be tar as well. Since the kettle is the main component of the kli, the cover is only an accessory to the kettle, so therefore, when you sprinkle on the kettle, the cover would also become tar. But if you sprinkle on the cover, the kettle would not become tar in such a case, since the kettle is the main component. Hakol k'sheyan lahazois chut mi tumtum van dragonis va isha v'tino k'shein bodas. Everybody is kosher to sprinkle the main chazos on people that are tamei meis, except for the following people: a tumtum and androgynous. These are people that are suffix ish, suffix isha. Their gender is unclear. Or an isha. Or a child that does not have das. All these people are puzzle for hazayah. But a child that does have das, even though it's still a katan, he would be kosher for hazayah. Now, what is considered that he has das? If he's able to have kavanah, then he knows what he is doing. He knows that he is picking on people to be retired them from tamei meis, then he would be a child that does have das, and even though he is a kosher, he would be kosher for hazayah. Isha misadaso umasa. Even though we said an isha is puzzled to sprinkle the mechata on tamei meis, she could assist the man who is doing the sprinkling. And how would she assist him? The Mishnah goes on to say, bochetes lo b'mayim v'hu tova umasa. She can hold the mechata in her hand while the isha would be tova the azov in the water and sprinkle on the people that are tummy. But if the isha would assist him by holding his hand, even if she does so during the sprinkling, that sprinkling would be puzzle, and the isha cannot assist him in that way. In such a case, it would be as if the isha is the one doing the sprinkling, and that is puzzle. And certainly, if the isha holds on to his hand while he's doing the dipping, while he's dipping the azov into the water, that would be puzzle, as the dipping of the azov into the water certainly requires a man, not a woman. So therefore, if she holds his hand while he dips the azov in the water, it would be possible. And so too, if the isha holds his hand while he's sprinkling the mechatzos on this mason, it would be possible. Slachas power packet bays mishnah yidav tapo et azov beyom behiza beyom kasha. Person who is sprinkling the mechatzos on those that are tummy made, if he dipped the azov into the mechatzos during the day and sprinkled on those that are tummy during the day, it would be kasha. That is what you have to do. You have to be tovah the azov in the water during the day, and you have to sprinkle during the day. It can't be done at night. B'yom v'hizeh b'layla. B'layla v'hizeh b'yom. Puzzle. But if you dip the azov into the mechata during the day, and you sprinkle the mechata on those that are tame at night, or you dip the azov in the mechata at night, and you sprinkle during the day, that would be puzzle. As both the tefillah of the azov in the water and the hazayah of the mechata on tamei meisim have to be done during the day, so therefore, if one of the two of them would have been done at night, and certainly if both are done at night, it would be possible. But the person himself who is tame, if he wants to immerse himself in the mikveh at night, that would be okay as long as the hazayah is done during the day. And the person besides being tovah in the mikveh, he has to have the hazayah done on him. And the person who is tame lemeis requires two things. First, he needs the hazayah, he needs to be sprinkled on from the mechatzos, and he also needs to immerse himself in the mikvah. Now, immersing himself in the mikvah could be done at night, but the sprinkling of the mechatzos has to be done during the day. Shein mazin ad shetein neis hachama, because hazayah has to be done after neis hachama, after the shining of the sun. V'kulon sha'asu misha'ala amud ha'shachar kasher. But anything that requires that is done during the day, if it was done after dawn, it would be kasher. Even though things that have to be done during the day, such as the hazayah, the mechata, should not be done until neis hachama, which is a period of time after dawn. But bidi evet, if it's done after dawn, is kasher, because the day really starts at dawn. Just the Rabbanu were machmer and said that thing that has to be done during the day should not be done until night. The halal forbid he have it. If they were done after dawn, it would be kosher.